Over here we've got a West Australian jewfish, which is probably our most iconic species, which is endemic to Western Australia.
It is massive. It's 70 centimetres long. Is this a large specimen?
I'd say this is medium. So the legal size for jewfish is 50 centimetres. So the biggest jewfish I've seen was 1.2 metres long. So they do get quite large.
Do you know how to determine the age of a fish? You could be forgiven for thinking size would give it away. The bigger it is, the older the fish. But science tells us that's not the case. To really work out the age of a demersal finfish, you need an electric saw and a strong stomach. Hello, I'm Lucinda Jose. For the past 10 years here in Geraldton, in Western Australia, Fisheries Technical Officer Rhys Allen has been involved in the Fish Skeletons program. Basically, recreational fishermen give him a fish carcass to work on once they've removed the fillets. He collects data on its size, sex and age, and this information is used to monitor and better manage fish stocks in the region.
So this particular jewfish came from Greenhead. We've got a, at the general store at Greenhead, there's a freezer set up where it's basically a drop-off location where recreational fishers can come and donate their skeletons.
What are you going to do with this critter now, today?
So basically I'll be recording the biological details of the fish, so we'll be looking at age, length, sex and spawning condition. So primarily the main thing we really need to look at is age. For our jewfish stock, the fish length isn't necessarily a good indication of age, so we basically take a bone out of a head called the otolith, which is the inner ear of a fish, and that's got growth rings on it, just like a tree, and from that we can determine the fish's age.
My goodness, is that a messy process to get it out?
Yes, it certainly can be.
Rhys has got a reciprocating saw, hand saw, that he's going to cut into the head of the fish, and I'm just going to stand back so I don't get covered in guts.
So we basically give the fish a lobotomy, and we can then remove the brain. And the otolith sits at the base of the brain cavity. So if we get our tweezers in there, there we go. So each fish has two otoliths.
It's like a white bit of bone. What function does that have in the fish?
Yeah, so basically this is the inner ear of a fish. So then as the fish grows, the otolith grows with the fish, and basically calcium is deposited on the outside of the bone each year. So this calcium basically is deposited at different rates at different times of the year, which provides us with growth rings. So from the growth rings, we then take basically a very thin cross-section of otolith, which is only 300 microns thick, and from that, under a microscope, we can then count the rings, and that tells us how old the fish is. So I've actually got a slide. Basically, you can see the tiny little cross-section of bone. These are from Balchin groper, and that is then mounted on a glass slide in resin, so we can then look under the microscope.
Wow.
So I've actually got a portable microscope here.
Oh,
if
wow.
You'd like a look.
Yeah, please.
Just
it looks like a cassette recorder or something with a little eye hole, and I'm going to have a look through. Oh, man. Okay. It does look like the rings of a tree. There's little lines and, yeah, you would be able to count them. So is each line a year?
There's a clear line and opaque line for each season. So one clear and one opaque line would equal 1 year of a fish's life. So this particular balchin was about 8 years old.
Wow. What other information do you collect?
So then along with that, we look at length. So this fish was 77 centimetres long. We look at sex. So this is a male jewfish, which we can see the male gonads here. So it's spawning time for jewfish. So this is a male jewfish ready to spawn. We'll take a weight of the gonads also.
Yeah.
So they were 17 grams. And that's more or less it.
You were saying that this is the spawning time. Is it a good time to be receiving these samples of fish?
Yeah, it is. What we'd really like to see is an even spread throughout the year. So we basically like to see a spread of fish from a range of locations and then throughout the year. So we're sort of seeing the, you know, different influences between seasons.
The information, the data that you're collecting, how is that used and useful for the Department of Fisheries and for wreck fishers?
So basically the data we collect is used in the stock assessments. So again, this is where the age is critical. So basically we determine the age structure of a stock by basically determining how many fish there are of each age for the year. So then from that, that's a very good indicator as to the health of a stock. So as you can imagine, if a fish stock is very heavily fished, you'll see very few older fish and you'll see lots of younger fish. So we can basically use that as an indicator as to how heavily it's been fished.
It smells like a fish market in here. This fish seems to be quite fresh, but is it sometimes a bit stinky?
Yeah, sometimes they can be a bit worse for wear. So generally the other people in the building don't appreciate it too much, but I'm pretty used to it though.